Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys on purpose. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you know what the routine is. If you'd like to check us out online, do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over there in just a minute. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Or you can jump over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, friends. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE again. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Let me say that again. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Who said that? William Casey, CIA director back in 1981. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes, and we're going to bring it, and we're going to basically run off of Hillary Fizzles in just a couple minutes here, friends. We found that just recently, friends, that over 60% of her Twitter account is completely contrived. She's a Saul Alinsky disciple, too, by the way, for those that did not know, just like Barack Hussein Obama. That's why they're two sides of the same coin. They're all working together along with the Bush regime to basically overthrow who we are as a people, to implement a new government, a foreign government through the UN, to establish something called a new world order, which is no longer a theory. And it's interesting how nobody's attacking theory anymore. I think the useful idiots are finally figuring out that they're in the same boat now. I don't know. I mean, that's just my theory, of course. But anyways, friends, we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes and expose the situation as to what took place just a couple of days ago where only 50 people showed up. But yet, America, as I'm here to tell you, I told you so again, you're told that she's leading the polls for the presidential candidate for the president of the United States in 2016. Yet she couldn't find 50 people to show up at her event, so she had to open the doors up to the men. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Morris Dees, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center, defended white racists with KKK money. Folks, he spoke at the Selma 50-year reunion to the black folks. Most black folks in that state of Alabama didn't understand that he was actually defending the KKK concerning their crimes against them. Interesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. CARE leader Ahmad Salim arrested in major child sex trafficking ring. Here again, friends, here's the Muslims for you. Also wanted to let you know our American soldiers about to face another war zone. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Barack Obama, U.S. now the most respected country on earth under my leadership. This was posted yesterday. Wanted to share that with you today again. And sometimes, folks, I'm bringing these things forth because men need to be told things twice, and so do women. And the reason we need to be told things twice is because we're inundated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through the useful idiots that work for the state-controlled media that are inundating you with lie after lie. That's why there is a sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com again, homo fascists, Christians and the state as God. Folks, we didn't receive our rights from the state. Therefore, the state's institution is divine and its authority is delegated through the people, not the other way around. Just saying. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Investors start to panic as a global bond market crash begins. Folks, it's going to happen sooner or later. There's no getting around it. It's going to happen sooner or later because we can see that the American people, through apathy, for the most part, are allowing this criminal administration to continue assail and to assault who we are on a daily basis. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, free speech, Facebook, and the NSA, the good, the bad, and, well, the ugly. Also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pamela Geller, who is a contributor over there. Boston Jihadi targeted Pamela Geller for beheading. Huh. The Boston Jihad targeted me for beheading before they decided to take out police officers. They targeted me for violating Sharia blasphemy laws. Folks, we're talking about in America, not in a Muslim nation. They're threatening her life in America. Man, where are you at? To stand up. Why are the women standing alone fighting off America's enemies when the men should be doing it? The women should be underneath that covering, not the other way around. Read your Bible, friends. Christ is the head. The man is the head of the wife. And that's where she's supposed to be. And by the way, men, that's where she wants to be. But here we see these women across the country standing up and doing the job that the men should be doing. Now, I'm not speaking to the men, of course, that are doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry. No, we high five you. But we see a good portion of the people that are taking the lead across the country are women. And we high five you, women. Read Isaiah 3, friends. Michigan appeals court rules for the third time on the side of free speech against CARES civilization jihad. Of course, CARE is trying to overthrow, friends, and we know this. We also know that they have Muslim terrorist ties. So why are we allowing these organizations to settle in the United States of America? As I said a couple minutes ago, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the state is not a secular institution. Of course it's not. Exodus 18:21. When you get a moment, go ahead and check it out. We're liberated by the Son of Man from sin, lawlessness. We're freed from sin. We grow in grace and we grow in holiness. That's what we do when we're born of the Spirit of God. And this is a country that is founded upon the principles of the Christian religion, like it or not. If you have any questions or you'd like to contend with some of the things that I'm saying, please do call in. Love to have you expose yourself to the United States of America, along with 53 other countries. 1-866-233-0747. I notice the bloggers take time to attack the things that I say because they're listening to the radio show every day, but they won't call in, friends. And of course they won't call in because they want to try to attempt to divert you away from the facts by just attacking the facts. Okay? And truth crushed to the earth, friends, will rise again. Truth does not need to be propped up. Truth is like a lion. Let it free. It will defend itself, and it always does. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here are the Kansas abortionists suing to block pro-life laws. Yes, you heard me right. Senate passes, listen carefully, friends. Senate passes unconstitutional freedom attacking USA Freedom Act. Again, pay attention to the name, friends. Shattering lies about the Bible, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come right back, friends, after the other side of this break, and we're going to show you how Hillary fizzled in front of America. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747 at any time. Stick to topic, please. Folks, second half of the hour, I am going to get back over to the Schoolmaster of America and show you the things that were taught in public schools, namely elementary. First graders. We'll go to the first graders. How does that sound? And we'll show you that our forefathers practiced what they preached by implementing the Christian religion throughout the education system in the United States of America. This stuff is just second to none. Great stuff. Some may even be surprised. Some might agree that we're a Christian nation, but some might not understand that this is how far we went. This is how we trained up our children. And so we'll get to that second hour. Folks, again, I started the show off with this. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. William Casey, CIA director, 1981. Folks, over and over again, and at each event that I do across the country, I always highlight how this administration is using the old Saul Alinsky tactic. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Saul Alinsky wrote that. Rules for Radicals, a Practical Primer for Realistic Radicals, page 126. Well, recently we found out that Hillary fizzles, only 50 women show up at a woman-only event. She lets in men due to weak turnout. Now, friends, keep in mind we found out that 60% of her Twitter account has been fabricated, just like Barack Hussein Obama's account has been 70% fabricated. See, this method is nothing new under the sun, and this is how they take authority. They want to cause you to believe that there's nothing you can do to stand up against who they are because there's so many of them. And this is what dictators do. They want to belittle the opposition. Well, here she's popped again, friends. And I want you to understand that this applies across the board. I don't care if it's Rubio, who is not constitutionally legit to run for the president of the United States. You have the establishment actually endorsing him, and everybody's complaining about the establishment. Okay? Then you have Jeb Bush up there, who's using the same methodology that I'm about to expose here in just a minute. And all of a sudden, he's out in the front, along with Hillary Clinton, concerning their presidential candidacy for 2016. Who? Who is polling in their favor, friends? Well, remember what I just said. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. It's bought and it's paid for. Okay? So, let's go over to Hillary Fizzles. I love this. This is written by none other than senior editor Tim Brown. Great stuff. Right on. Apparently, Hillary Clinton campaign fundraiser fizzled after a woman-only meeting didn't garner the number of participants she hoped for. She only sold 50 tickets. In order to boost the numbers, Clinton made a last-moment decision to allow men at the event. Now, here's the New York Post Page 6 reports. Hillary Clinton had trouble attracting high-powered women to a New York talk hosted by Silda Wall Spitzer 2 weeks before her campaign officially kicks off. Now, isn't that interesting? She's polling as the number one candidate along with Jeb Bush, and yet she hasn't officially kicked off her campaign yet. How does that work? Sources said that after the ticket sales fizzled for an intimate $2,700 per person just for women meeting on Monday, the event was thrown open to men at the 11th hour and the deadline extended to buy tickets. The conversation with Hillary Clinton event at Midtown law firm Akin Gump was originally aiming to attract 125 women. Wow. They kept the number small, didn't they? They wanted to play it safe. They didn't want to be embarrassed. Oh, well, doesn't always go the way you want it to go, does it? An email invitation seen by Page 6 said the event is just for women, but by Friday they had only sold 50 tickets, so they threw it open to men, a source said. Ticket sales were supposed to close at 10 a.m. Sunday, but the hostesses were working the phones and pushed the deadline till Monday. We hear about 90 attendees, included former Bill Clinton aide rep Sean Patrick Maloney and his husband Randy Floak, Maurice Templesman, Jill Brothman, wife of hedge funder Daniel Neer, Gene Shafroff, and Susan Cole. The event began at noon, but Clinton arrived at 1 p.m. in a royal blue jacket and black pants. She then took pictures with donors and delivered a half-hour speech before leaving about 2 p.m. Now, what we want you to keep in mind, friends, is that this is the same woman that moaned about her alleged poverty and claims to stand up for the middle class America. Yet she was pushing $2,700 tickets. Now, Tim had conveyed through his column, frankly, I wouldn't pay 27 cents to listen to the woman or her husband. Agreed. However, it's quite telling that she was unable to sell 125 tickets. In fact, she didn't even sell half of them. So what did she do? She made a last moment, well, to allow men, at least in this day and age, we think that there are men, though they might be missing particular male testosterone, into the event. However, that didn't even double in the number of tickets sold. Still, the media wants us to make, well, they want us to think, friends. The media wants to make us think that this woman is popular, smart, and qualified to be the president of the United States. Oh, and folks, and she's got all of this support. Really, friends? Where's it at? At the event, Spitzer called Clinton a tough, authentic leader. Really? Some other words that I would not normally write nor say come to mind to describe Miss Clinton. Apparently, Clinton thought it was an appropriate comment and quoted the late Eleanor Roosevelt when she said, "Every woman in public life needs to develop skin as tough as rhinoceros hide." Okay. I think some of us should actually believe her hide is actual rhinoceros hide. In any case, she continued to push the communist agenda of clean energy. Listen carefully. She pushed the communist agenda of clean energy, socialized medicine, Obamacare, drugs in America, and mental health. Pay attention to these topics, friends. Friends, what you need to know is not one of those things is to be dealt with in the federal government per the U.S. Constitution. Might I add, not one. They are out of their scope of authority in every sense of the word. Yet this is what they're campaigning on. Keep in mind, friends, if they're able to give it to you, they're also able to take it away. These people work for you. You do not work for them. They're trying to create dependency day by day. Now, the lack of turnout just demonstrates that there's no real support for Clinton as president. Of course there's not. As I reported back in April, her Twitter followers at the same time consisted of nearly 60% who were either fake or inactive. And that's not all. At the kickoff of her campaign in Iowa, we talked about this a little bit, friends, Clinton garnered a whopping 22 people to show up at her campaign in Iowa. I want to say that again. Folks, at the kickoff of her campaign in Iowa, Hillary Clinton, her and her husband Bill, Tim actually came up with the name Hillbilly to get them both in the same lot. Clinton garnered a whopping 22 people. Friends, how is she winning? How is she polling so high? Who's taking the polls? Let's take it over in parallel to what Joseph Stalin said. He said it doesn't matter concerning voting, regardless of what it is. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. Why is Barack Obama in office today? Because of that very point that Joseph Stalin, the dictator murderer, made back in the 30s. Folks, to kick off her campaign in Iowa, Hillary Clinton garnered a whopping 22 people. And here's the kicker. Most of them were reporters. Most of them were reporters. Useful idiots that work for the state-controlled media that just do what they're told to do without asking any real questions. Clinton's campaign is as fake as Barack Obama's birth certificate, his family pictures, his Social Security number, and his selective service form. In case you think those comparisons are not appropriate, just consider the fact that Clintons were the first birthers in this matter. Aside from the fact that Clinton is a Saul Alinsky disciple and a wicked woman, folks, that is inside information. She is wicked. I've heard directly from those on the inside that she's worse than Bill. You've not seen anything yet. The scandals of various crimes and dead bodies that surround her and her husband and their administration concerning Billy's should be enough for people to immediately dismiss her for the highest office in the land. But instead, America, the American people should be calling for an outside investigation of both the Clintons. Right on. That's exactly what should be happening. Folks, we're going to come right back on the other side of this break. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. William Casey, former CIA director in 1981. You're being lied to, friends. Nobody likes playing anybody's fool or stooge. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side, and we're going to get down to some planting some seeds to the American education system.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I love exposing that kind of stuff. Scripture tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And he also said that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The eyes of the Lord behold the good and the evil upon the earth, friends. This is what's happening this week, friends. There's just been a plethora of things that have been brought to the surface for the American people to deal with. And it's time for the American people to magnify the law against the crime rather than allowing your conservatives and your professed Christians to magnify the crime instead of the law. That leaves you with the state of hopelessness. Our hope is found in Christ. And the hope is what you do with the truth given to you. That in response, do all that you can do and let God bring forth the resolve and results. That's what I love about that. Folks, we were talking yesterday about the education system, the elementary education system. We went over to mottos and slogans concerning the colleges in the United States of America and how they were used to raise up Christian congregationalists and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, well, we brought you through a whole mess of quotes from our forefathers. And what I wanted to do, friends, is I wanted to jump over here and just continue on and try to bring this to a consummation today to the best of our ability. Did you like that? Samuel Adams said, well, here, let me go to George Washington first. He said this. He said, you do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ when he was speaking to the Native Americans. These will make you a greater and a happy people than you are. He said, Congress will do everything that they can do to assist you in this wise intention. That's when they were actually printing Bibles and distributing them through Congress. Samuel Adams said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite the endeavors to renovate the age by impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating the minds of the youth, the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in the study and practice of exalted virtues of the Christian system." Did they practice what they preach? Well, you tell me. First grade questions in schools in America. You ready? What is the fifth commandment?
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Huh.
Now, you're not going to actually like test me on all these because I don't think I'd be able to get them all.
What is required in the fifth commandment?
Well, to honor means to hold in high esteem, so respect and honor your parents.
What is forbidden in the fifth commandment?
I would say dishonoring your parents.
And what is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? Well, friends, when we look at the questions proposed to first graders in this country, I don't think there's a question, friends, as to did our forefathers actually preach and practice what they preached? Did they walk the talk? Absolutely they did. When we go to William Holmes McGuffey, he was the university president, professor. His readers sold over 122 million copies in the first 75 years. McGuffey had been titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Go to Galatians 3:24 when you get a moment. You'll see, "Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." Interestingly enough, they would call him the schoolmaster. McGuffey's reader stated, "In making my selections, I have drawn from the present fountain of English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense." Simplicity. Simplicity. Not complication, friends. Simplicity. Elegance with simplicity and piety with both. "For the copious extracts from the sacred scriptures," he said, "I make no apology. Indeed, upon a review of the work, I am not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally, in a positive sense, definition, transferred to these pages the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos, the living descriptions, and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings of Scripture." Did he practice what he preached? Speaking, friends, of what was taught to our children through our forefathers during the establishing of our country, did they practice what they preach? Wisdom is justified by her children. Of course they did, because we judge them by their fruit. You know what they were teaching? You know what seeds were planted, friends, into the hearts and minds of America's young people? Well, McGuffey's lesson books had such lessons as... This is so good. It's so good. This is what I mean when I say, truth is like a lion. Just release it. Let it go. It will defend itself. So here we go. Let it defend itself. This is what was taught in McGuffey's readers in public schools in America. By the way, America, interjecting this as a reminder, you've never lost the right. Character of Jesus Christ. The golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That should apply to all of mankind. What is the fulfilling of the law? To love your neighbor as yourself. But you can't love your neighbor as yourself until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like unto this, namely, that you love your neighbor as yourself, which is the fulfilling of the law. So law is not separate from love. God gave his law because he loves. The same heart, the same pith, the same marrow, the same intent. Extract from the Sermon on the Mount. This is what was taught to the young people in America, established and implemented by our forefathers. Solomon's wise choice. Read the book of Proverbs. The goodness of God. The Gospels. Gospel invitation. Christian light and hope. Awake, Zion. And they were teaching the kids how to pray. See, but the last, what, six decades of people being raised up in public schools in the United States of America have been indoctrinated because the American people have tolerated what they've been complaining about. 86% of those that drop their kids off at the school gate are those that profess to be Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. No wonder why they don't get involved. They don't want to be exposed. Well, you're going to be exposed through judgment one way or another. read the Bible. You can't dodge the bullet, friends. If there's a hole in the boat, what do you think by going to another end or a particular part on that boat? That particular portion of the boat that you're on now? Because you're trying to dodge the fact that you have to plug the hole? Now you're safe? Just keep in mind, friends, one little hole in the boat sinks the whole thing. We have a lot of work to do, do we not? Of course we do. The great reformer Martin Luther rightly said, "I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme." Amen. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Of course it does. We live rural. Oftentimes we'll be driving past the fields. Farmers are out there tending the fields. They're digging rocks up. They're pulling tares now. I share with my kids, we know what they're planting because we see in the fall time what they're reaping. America, what are you reaping? Exactly what you're allowing the federal government to illegally plant. Martin Luther said, "I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently, that means painstakingly, and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell." When Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, guess what he meant?
Straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going to the wisdom of those that were responsible for planting the Scripture, the seeds of the Scripture into the hearts and minds of our young. We can go back to Charles Carroll, who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. I'm just reiterating this because men need to be told things twice. Remember, God said, "Moses, Moses, Abraham, Abraham, Jacob, Jacob." Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at age 12. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14 years old. John Trumbull, this smarty pants, was a law student under John Adams, the second president of the United States. He was a justice in the Connecticut Supreme Court. He read through the Bible at the age of 4 years old. Isn't it interesting how people belittle children, yet Jesus rebuked the disciples, firstly, for not allowing the children to come to Jesus. And then when he brought them over to himself, he rebuked the disciples for what they attempted to do. And then he said, no, these are the model of heaven. These little ones are the model of heaven. Out of their mouths will come perfected praise. America can do herself a lot. She can do herself a huge favor by sitting back and watching children. And isn't it interesting how the system tries to belittle children as if to say that they can't think for themselves. They're too stupid to figure things out. Our forefather, John Trumbull, 4 years old, read through the Bible. I have videos online of my little five-year-old, along with his buddy, reciting the Bill of Rights from memory. My little boy, who produces this radio show, could recite Psalm 119 back, forwards, and backwards at age...
I want to say 7 or 8.
7 or 8 years mm-hmm. old. And the reason we did that is because I remember reading a preacher saying that that was the best thing his dad ever did, is made him memorize Psalm 119. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. What is it, 174 scriptures? Andrew Jackson, by the way, John Trumbull, he beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. He passed Yale entrance exam at the age of 7 and a half. No, they're just too stupid to figure this out. We better put them on some dangerous psychotropic drugs. Because we've been told by mental health experts that are getting kickbacks every time they prescribe them that there's something wrong with my kid. No, your kid's looking for you. John Trumbull, his parents held him out of college until the age of 13 years old. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to give you some spelling words for elementary students in this country that they had to know how to spell, because if they didn't, guess what? They didn't get out of the first grade. Come right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment coming up right on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Been talking about the education system in America and what is it that our forefathers actually taught their children, their posterity. And what is it that we're supposed to hold on to, friends? Well, we have lost it through apathy, intolerance, and through the fear of man, which is a snare. And we can see clearly that our forefathers practiced what they preached by what they taught their children. And we were just talking about John Trumbull, who passed the Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. And his parents held him out of college so other children probably could save face, I suppose. At the age of 13 years old, they actually brought him forth to college so he could finish up. Then we started talking about, well, what were some of the spelling words for elementary students? Well, this is incredible. Elementary students, friends. Elementary students in America. Okay, most Americans cannot define these words, or let alone define them. They can't even say them. Contumelious. Spelling words for elementary students in America. Contumelious. Ichthyology. Ichthyology. Bronchotomy. Loquacious. These are spelling words for elementary students in America. Mendacity. Armigerous. Vertiginous. Allogeneous. Anxious. Anxious. What's so funny?
I'm just
I'm just like, really? I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. in people, again, they think that kids are not smart when, in fact, they will always rise to the level of expectation if you raise the bar. The fact of the matter is most adults in this country want to be entertained. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. They want to be entertained, and they don't want their children to go any further than what they are. And that's not a good parent. That's not a good leader anywhere. The sign of a good leader is he works himself out of his position and gives it to someone else so he can grow on. As we know that old saying, sheep begat sheep. Well, that's what he does. He goes out there and he raises up other leaders so he can lose his job there and there and there and there and there and there and there. And then before he knows it, when his life is expired, he's going to stand before God and the Lord's going to say, that's exactly what I meant for you to do. It's to work yourself out of a job, and that's how you make leaders. By the way, you should ask Jonathan Edwards about that one. We'll hit that one day. You want to talk about the seed of the righteous and what that man raised up and what God raised up through that man is second to none. Incredible. Incredible. But, friends, going back to this again, the proven elements of sound education in any country, friends, are the Christian religion. This is a fact. And they are stubborn things because Christianity will never move. The seed of the righteous is forever. Proven elements of sound education, number one, the Christian religion, which produces what? Morality. And with the knowledge of God in Jesus Christ, that's going to produce morality instilled at home, school, church, in communities. And for those that have their kids in public schools, I wouldn't say that it's always the best thing to get your kid out of public schools. I would say it's a good idea that you're their parent first and foremost, so the righteousness that's implanted into them through you goes to that public school, and then it spreads like wildfire. I don't think it's always good to just tell your kids to get out. I do think that if they don't know the difference, yeah, get them out. Raise them up until they're strong. And then once they're strong, go ahead and loose them out on society. And that's exactly how sheep begat sheep right there.
Amen. Are you finished with all?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's when you're going through all that, you know, all the different spelling words and all the intellect. I mean, our founding forefathers were giants in intellect. Even this first grade material is off the chart.
Well, we're talking about Noah Webster. Everybody knows who he is still. But, friends, you need to understand that the modern-day version of the Noah Webster Bible is completely watered down. In many cases, the words defined out in the new contradict the old definitions. They've evolved themselves out of obedience to God. Matter of fact, Noah Webster warned long ago that the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth lays a foundation on which both law and gospel rest for success.
Well, that's exactly right.
Not one without the other.
That's right.
Law and gospel.
You know, and I want to mention, too, for those of you who are listening to the program today and say, gosh, this is some great information. I'd love to get this in my hands, but he's just going too fast. I can't write this all down with, you know, the amount of time I have. I want to let you know that we do have this information available on our My War documentary series. For our new listeners, the My War documentary series takes you into about 350 public high schools across America, university, college campuses, and so forth. Takes you from the inside, showing you what's going on in public schools. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. You will be appalled in several instances where you see where we stand for life and we stand for our Constitution, morals, and values, and the kind of response that we get from principals, even a police escort out of in town, which is very
Lincoln,
exciting.
Arkansas.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which you'll be able to see firsthand for yourself.
For teaching the Constitution.
Yep, and this material is great because especially if you have a home group, or you've got a tea party, you've got a youth group, and you're saying, hey, we need some good content, some good material. I know many groups have what they call movie night where they go through a series or something like that. The My War documentary series is educational, but it's fun. There's so many great gold nuggets of truth in there that's going to change the audience, whether young or old, of whoever be that watch it. Please check it out in the store. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's also airing on Dove Television, too, as well. It's been going for, I want to say, over 30 weeks.
If it
I
has got this. Been.
Yeah, it's been going, and the response has
they
been
very
good.
They want to play it year-round. As a matter of fact, while you're going on here, I will bring up the referral that he had just sent, and I'll go ahead and let people listen for themselves.
It's amazing, and that's what I always like to say is, you know, don't take our word for it, take their word for it. And the responses that we've got, you'll see it right there in the five-part documentary series. When you order it online, you can see all the great referrals of many godly men and women who have experienced the My Word documentary series and how their hearts have been changed and their reaction to it. So again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the store button, and you'll find several other great products. Speaking of the My War documentary series, we also have Bradley's comic book entitled My War. And at the very end of the comic book, there are some questions and answers that go along with the DVD series. So the two go beautifully hand in hand if you're going to do a study on, okay, what did we learn here watching this, so on and so forth. Did you want to share that right now, Bradley?
Yeah, I can. Now, I don't like reading these because it's about what we have done, and I like it coming from other people. But this is a referral that just came from Perry Adkinson, the president of Dove TV. This is being aired nationwide every Tuesday at 8:30. What is their time zone?
I think it's Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, you're right.
Time.
Pacific Standard Time on national television. They had just brought this sent over by his assistant. It says, this past year we have had the opportunity to air My War and Bradley's video series on our television network, and the response from students and parents has been over the top. He said, I highly recommend Bradley and his team for special assembly or rally with your students. This results... and the results will be amazing. A time your student will never forget. And, folks, it's not just the students. It's also the tea partiers. It's not just for the young. It's also for the old, friends, because what we're doing is attempting to, what we are, by the calling of God in our lives, is bringing the old together with the new, the older generation with the newer and the newer with the older, by bridging the gap the best that we can. If there's anything he said I can do to further encourage you to consider this investment into the lives of your student body, please do not hesitate to call me.
Amen.
So that's great. He's taking it a step further and say, hey, listen, give me a call if you want my opinion, and I will give it to you. Now, it's got to be pretty sound due to the fact that he's won award after award, and I'm not all about the accolades. I get all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is the guys out there doing stuff, and they're picking this up, and they're seeing the effectiveness because they see, for the most part, they're forgetting their posterity.
Yeah, and it's
how foolish could a country be?
Right, and it's a response of someone whose heart was touched himself, and he's seeing it touch the hearts and lives of many other people, and he wants to spread that message. And what's great about our message is that it's the truth going back to the Bible, the Constitution. It's going back to the price paid for our freedoms, both in the natural and in the spiritual, which go hand in glove together. It's turning the hearts of the children back into the fathers and the hearts of fathers back into the children, bridging that gap, which what makes the ministry, in my opinion, so unique. Because I think people look at Bradley and kind of perceive him to be a certain way, and then when he speaks, he sounds like a founding forefather. It's like, wow, this guy's kind of an oxymoron. What has he got to say? And it works for us because we're reaching out to this next generation, and we're also thanking the older generation for their service, many veterans, but also saying, listen, the testimonies and stories that you have learned, you need to teach these to the young people so they can be raised up respecting liberty, knowing that freedom is not free, and sharing your testimonies with them. So many good things at the store at Sons of Liberty Radio. .com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also want to say for those who'd like to donate to what we are doing to bring this message across the nation, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty button, or if you want to make a one-time donation, go to the Secure Donations where you can make a one-time donation as well.
God, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, America Talking 23. See ya!
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.